This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. This year, one of the favorite bands in one of the country's hottest music towns made its first record. Los Lonely Boys are regulars on the Austin club scene. They've had a day named in their honor by the Texas State House of Representatives. And country music legend Willie Nelson is championing their music and performing with them. The recognition has been hard won. Los Lonely Boys have spent nearly half their lives on stage playing music, and they're only in their early 20s. NPR's Felix Contreras has this profile.
Los Lonely Boys are the three Garza brothers. They're from San Angelo in West Central Texas.
And this is JoJo, bass player right here.
And I'm Henry Garza, I'm the guitar player.
I'm Ringo, I'm the drummer.
Yes, his real name is Ringo, and he is the drummer. To know Los Lonely Boys and their music, you have to start with their dad, Ringo Garza Sr. He was 8 years old when he knew he wanted to play music. Then, after seeing Elvis and the Beatles on TV, he knew he wanted to be a rock and roll star. But he was a Mexican-American from West Texas. There were no Mexican-American rock and roll stars from West Texas. So, lacking role models, he turned to what he knew and formed a band with his six brothers. They became stars in the conjunto music scene and called themselves Los Falcones.
Jealous heart, oh jealous heart, stop beating.
Our dad and I guess his brothers were our biggest influence to do what we do today.
Our father would get us up and sing a song, you know, every now and then with his brothers. And we'd get up and sing a song. We wanted to do that every single time we saw our dad play. We wanted to get up on stage.
Eventually, the teenage Garza brothers became their dad's backup band. After working the local cantina and Mexican wedding scene, he took a huge step and moved them to the capital of country music.
Yeah, we moved to Nashville trying to be the first Chicano family band trying to make it in the country music scene, man. That was our dad's biggest dream. And we went for it, man, and worked hard every single day, man. We were coming to
every
school.
Day.
Coming to school, get off of school, go play in the neighborhood bar, and then come home and then eat and then go to sleep and go to school and then come up and play again. And I mean, day in, day out.
Over and over and over.
We'd go into a club or a little bar, a little rinky-dink bar.
People would snicker and
people
laugh.
Would start laughing and say, hey, get these kids out of there. You know, even got to the point sometimes you'd be like, hey, get the Mexicans out of here, man, you know.
They had no takers for Chicano country music, so they moved back home. By this time, the Garza brothers were seasoned professionals. They developed the kind of elusive musical communication that all bands covet. They have their dad to thank for that. Little by little, he would leave the stage for a few songs, subtly nudging them along, helping them find their own way amidst conjunto, country western music, and Spanish language pop.
Dime, mi amor. Dime, mi amor, que me ama. Porque tú sabes muy bien, tú sabes.
What they're playing is such a mix of not only their own roots, but what Texas roots are.
Texas author Joe Nick Potoski has been writing about the music scene there for more than 30 years.
They're their own sound, but I hear Stevie Ray in there. I hear ZZ. I hear Great Texas Blues. You put all that together, and that's something new and completely different. It's totally original.
And Potoski says this can only happen in Texas.
I don't think any state in the United States has a regional sound that's as heavily influenced by Mexico and Latin America as Texas. So it's kind of second nature. You go back to the band The Champs in the 50s that had the hit Tequila. They were white guys from Abilene, and yet they couldn't escape what was part of the sonic environment that they're in.
But for Los Lonely Boys, creating their own sound meant giving up on their dad's dream.
He took it, you know.
At one point, yeah.
I guess naturally, like any father would, you know, seeing their dreams kind of just like go in a different direction. It was kind of tough, you know. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it was tough in the beginning, man. But now, especially more than ever, he looks at us, you know, kind of with a tear in his eye and says, man, mijo, y'all are doing it, man.
¿A poco no está duro pa' ti? ¿Pa' qué sigues así? Si aquí estoy yo.
Once they were on their own, they needed a name, and even the name was a family affair.
We were playing a gig in San Angelo one time, right outside of San Angelo, and
what popped in my head is when our dad wrote a song for us when we were little boys. It was called "I'm Just a Lonely Boy." I'm just a lonely, lonely boy. So at the time, I guess I was learning a little bit of Spanish at the time and figuring out what "the," you know, was in Spanish. So it was "los." So I remembered I had known that, so I was like, "The Lonely Boy." Los Lonely
In Latino cultures, there's the concept of the padrino, a godfather, an unofficial father figure, or even a sponsor of sorts. Los Lonely Boys have a padrino named Willie Nelson. He heard them one night at an Austin club, then offered his studio to record their first CD, and even played guitar on one of the tracks. It stands to reason that three Chicano musicians from West Texas with a padrino named Willie Nelson, who grew up listening to Fats Domino and Flaco Jimenez, would have a unique vision. They do. They call it the musical burrito theory. No, really. The musical burrito theory.
We get like some Santana, we get some Stevie, we get some Stevie Wonder, we get some Richie Valens, we get some Beatles, we get some Willie Nelson. And we make our own tortilla, man, and we put all the knowledge and stuff that we've gathered from the greats, man, and we put it into the tortilla and make a burrito.
We're going to give it to the world.
And we feed it to the world, man. That's what we call the musical burrito theory, man.
Seriously, he's not joking.
Write that down. The musical burrito theory, man.
Well, we put a little spice on it of our own.
Oh, yeah, we got our own ingredients, but
maybe
those are secret.
Some cheese or something.
Those are secret, but it's in there.
Ultimately, after the music, the laughs, the record deal, and the promise of the future, even the musical burrito theory, Los Lonely Boys are about family and an all-for-one attitude that may just get them through the business of making music. Felix Contreras, NPR News.